الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن سنة أمتي. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to bless us in our meeting and accept our deeds إن شاء الله تعالى in Islam. Again, my brother, inshallah, we are appointed today to speak about the errors and the mistakes which the Hajj could perform, could commit or do it during his Hajj. Most of us, we go without any dalil and evidence, and we need to perform the Hajj based on the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to struggle for knowledge. Even if you don't go for Hajj, you are commanded to understand one of the great pillars of Islam, which is Faridat al-Hajj. May Allah provide us with Hajj and Umrah very soon. The brother asked actually about to hire somebody to make the tawaf in stadium. He getting sick in a hotel and he cannot make the tawaf around the Kaaba. Does he have right to go and find somebody relative to perform the tawaf instead of him because he is sick? Something like this. We need to know, inshallah ta'ala. The answer is no. Even if it's sick, and the dalil is the evidence. Umm Salama radiallahu anha wa ardaha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she performed the Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she got sick. We have to. So Umm Salama radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she got sick. And she wanted to send somebody to make the tawaf instead of her. Then she sent a message for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she told him, Ya Rasulullah, can I find somebody to perform the tawaf instead of me? Because they got sick. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يكنا دولا. So what we have to do يا رسول الله؟ قال اركبي. Get a camel, she camel, and making the tawaf behind the people. And related to this, according to our generation, we're not going to enter the masjid, the haram sharif, with the camel or horse. What we have to do? You find what? Huh? Wheelchair. You can go with wheelchair. The brother asked, what about if it'll be difficult? You know, in tawaf and kifada, after you make the rush in the first day of Al-Eid, and you come back to Mecca, you found everybody making tawaf. And everybody tried to make tawaf in order to leave early. So what we have to do, it's impossible for me to find a wheelchair in this crowded. قال يحمل. The ulama said, he must be carried. Somebody carry him and perform the tawaf. So what is the reason of that? If you're saying we found a lot of mistakes today among the Hajj, people find somebody to make tawaf for them. People find somebody actually to sleep instead of them in Muzdalifah, in Munaytai. People then send, you find a brother, I will with me in a Hajj. The whole family member, his wife, his father, his mother, he's two children. And everybody sit in the tent, please go and make a rush before us. So the brother, he came to me and asked me, Sheikh, I have a lot of stone here. It's for five people. Why start with who? And so on. So, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, if you don't have any problem, because some people, they don't want to be in a crowded. They want to get rest in the tent in air condition, send somebody. So you find the mother, she find her son. The father, he sent his son. The daughter, he sent their father. So we found ourselves in the end, everybody sitting, Yaqi Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله. And perform the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. You are the person. You must do it. You are sick. Fine, inshallah ta'ala, I will chair. Somebody help you. You need to testify for that. Unless somebody became very sick and he cannot do it. Somebody enters the hospital. So such people like this, you need to testify, you need to see the Hajj by yourself in order to get the reward and benefits from Allah Tawaraka Ta'ala. Ask Allah to give shifa for everybody. But Umm Salama, when radiallahu anha arzaha, when she sent to the Prophet Sallam, can I find somebody to make tawaf instead of me? He said, no. Tarkabi, ride, as she comes. That is the first rule. And that's what brought her up for a very important question. He said he has the intention to perform Umrah and Hajj. Tamattu'. To go for Tamattu'. He reached Mecca, and he started from Ihram, from Al-Miqat. He dressed the Ihram. He made an intention, as we say, Tamattu', you're going for Umrah first. No Hajj now. Hajj will be in the day number 8, the different rule, different intention. And he proceeded. And when he reached Mecca, he made the Umrah for himself. As Tamattu', he's going to make Tamattu'. And as you see after Tamattu', why you call it Tamattu'? Because the Sharia gives you permission. After you perform the Umrah, after you cut your hair or you shave your hair after the Umrah, you take every order to be outside of the state of Ihram, and you enjoy everything, even the woman, until the day of Al-Hajj, day number 8 of the Hajjah, to start the Hijj of Al-Hajj. Right. He said he made the Umrah, and he made the Hajj for himself before. And he actually think about it, can I make this Hajj for my mother? He made the Umrah for himself. And it came no idea for it exactly because he performed the Hajj before. He said, in the day number 8, the idea came to me. My mother, she died without Hajj. Can I perform the Hajj? While he has intentionally started the Umrah for himself to make tamattu' for Nafila. This is the second time for him. Can he change his niyyah in the day of number 8 to make talbiyah for Labbaik Allahumma Hajj, for on behalf of his grandfather, his mother, his paralytic? The answer is yes. As soon he made the Umrah, and he finished the Umrah, and he became released, he started the new niyyah, you could make it for anyone of your beloved one, inshaAllah ta'ala. Fine. A woman, she asked a question. You know, our beloved sisters, our beloved mother, sometimes they take tablets. They take a tablet to postpone the menses. They need to enjoy the Hajj. Is that allowed, actually? Because a lot of women, they do that. So number one, it's proof from the medical, or from the medical consultant, the Muslim doctors. This is if the girl she has, she's still a virgin, it causes a problem for her, such as to be barren, to have a problem with the child later. And it's broke this kind of tablets to avoid the menses, it will cause harm. And Allah Ta'ala command you to take care about your health. La darara wa la darar. No harm, you don't receive harm or you don't cause harm for anybody else. It's not allowed. Somebody in Ifada, after he make rajm in the day of Al-Eid, 7 stones for the biggest one, Jamrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra, he said, I still have to do 2 steps. Tawaf al-Ifada, and this is rukn, condition, you must do it, the Ifada. Allah says in the Quran, ثُمَّ أَطِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ, and proceed to complete the ceremony of the Hajj from the way that they will go, it means to go to Mecca and to make Ifada. مُتَمَتِّعْ تَمَتُّعْ, he means you have to make sa'at tawaf again, in the day of Al-Eid. After you rush and you shave and you dress regular, you can go and you make tawaf and then you make sa'i. We know all of that about this. Fine. And before you leave Mecca, you're gonna make another tawaf, no sa'i. Another tawaf. What is what? Tawaf what? Al-Wada'a. It means to kill by Mecca, eh? Bye. Can you combine this together? He disbonded the Ifada. 2-3 days, you should make it after you make Russian, you should proceed after you shave and you slaughter the animal and you dress regular, and everything is permitted for you except the woman until you complete the Ifada in Tawaf around the Kaaba and Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Can I postpone the Tawaf and to leave it for a couple of days until I leave Mecca and I stand to combine this together. Tawaf Ifada, which is Rukn, and Tawaf for Wada', which to leave Mecca. Left thing, left space before you leave Mecca, you should make Tawaf one day. Goodbye. Can I make this together? Yes, the answer is yes. But remember, you're going to be in under the condition. Your Hajj is not complete. You enjoy everything except the woman, and you could combine this together, and you don't need. And the evidence is, the tawaf is in wada', the last tawaf before you leave Mecca is nafila, sunnah. Tawaf al-ifada is wajib, it's obligation. So if you do the wajib, you will carry over the nafila, such as, you enter the masjid. You find the imam established in the salat of fard. We know in salat of dhuhr, if I enter the masjid, you pray tahiyyat al-masjid, and then you pray the sunnah for dhuhr, all of us. So what about if I enter the masjid and the imam calling for fard? If you stand up for fard, this is from the mercy of Allah, Allah will make you cover the nafila before. Allah will give you credit. You don't need to repeat it after the salah, because the fard will take a priority and cover up the sunnah. You don't have to go and make the sunnah and leave the fard. If you stand for fard, the fard, because he's standing for fard, it will cover up the tahiyyat al-masjid and sunnah. Same thing. Same thing. Ifada, it is the rukn, conditions for the hajj. You cannot do it. You cannot leave it. But wada' is nafila. The Prophet ﷺ, he make the last action before you leave Mecca, goodbye, tawaf for wada'. You got it? If you postponed the tawaf and to make it with the wada' in the same day and the same time intentionally to combine these two, nothing wrong with this, inshaAllah ta'ala. Right. Again, the sister asked. She had the intention to make Umrah from Abyar Ali. Then after that, she became in the state of Ihram. When she reached Mecca, to make the tawaf around the Kaaba, and the sa'i after that, she has a menses. What she has to do, if she has a menses, it happened to our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha arda. I mentioned yesterday for your brother. Again, I will repeat it because this is very, very important action. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, she cried. She said, now she need to perform with the Umrah. But she had the menses. As you know, she sinned a message to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I have the menses. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded her to perform the kind of Umrah tamattu'ah. She has the menses. What I have to do? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم افعلي ما يفعله الحاج. Do whatever the حاج do. You still you are in Ihram. Even if you have menses. But you don't have to enter the Haram Sharif to make tawaf. You don't make the sa'i and ma sa'i. You don't pray. You don't touch the mus'haf, the original mus'haf. You don't have to do. But you sit down outside. You could make a zikr, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, you are. But the Prophet, he said something very important, which most of the people doesn't know. قال دخلت العمرة في الحج. The Umrah came and merged with the Hajj. What does that mean? It means the woman, she should have the intention to perform a kind of Hajj, you call it Qiran. Qiran meaning, she cannot do the Umrah. She cannot do it anymore. What she has to do? Postpone the Umrah. And if the day number 8, she has to go and renew her niyyah to perform the niyyah for Hajj over the niyyah for Umrah. She did not do the Umrah. Remember again, she did not do the Umrah. She is not going to do it. Because the menses stopped there. So she had the Umrah came merged with the Hajj, meaning she will do the same Hajj of kind of Hajj, call it Qiran. Qiran means to perform both together, the Umrah and Hajj. She go to the Hajj, she go to all in the day, sleep in Mina. In the second day, day number 9, to proceed to Arafah. Do everything and go to Arafah. In the after the Maghrib, go to Muzdalifah, sleep over, and early, you go actually to, again to Mina, to perform Rajm, and then she became, and then after she cut the hair, and then after that she slaughtered the animal, because this is the matur, and after that she has to go back to Mecca to make Ifada. How many tawaf she has to do? She did not do it for Umrah. And now she facing tawaf al-ifada in Mecca in the day of Al-Eid, day number 10. After she stone, 7 stone for the biggest one. Called Jamratu al-Aqaba. Jamratu al-Aqaba. How many tawaf she has to make? How many sa'a she has to make? Because her husband, for example, he makes tawaf for sa'i. And he makes for Umrah. He makes tawaf already. When he enter Mecca, he makes tawaf for tawaf for Umrah, and he needs sa'i for Umrah. She did not do it because she wasn't able to enter the masjid. When she came back after she finished the ceremony of Al-Hajj and she made the Arafah and stole and she cut the hair and she slaughtered the animal, she made the Zabiha Qurbani. When she goes to Mecca only to make one tawaf and make it one sa'i. That's why the Umrah came merged with Hajj. To make it one time only. One time tawaf. It means 7 tawaf around the Kaaba. And then she makes sa'i and sa'i between Sa'at al-Safa and Marwa. If she became pure. If she became pure. So that's what we have to do. What about the woman still in Arafah? Suddenly the message came to her. And remember the tawaf al-Ifada is rukn, shart. It means condition. What she has to do? She must stay until in Ayyam al-Tashriq 11 and 12 and 13 she could postpone the Ifada until she became pure. And even Ya Shaykh, I still in Ayyam al-Tashriq 11 and 12 and 13 I still have the menses, but I have to make Ifada. This is condition. We tell her to come back to Mecca after he's been 2-3 days in Mina, and come back to Mecca, stay in the hotel for a couple of days until you become pure, and then go for Ifada, and that is your Hajj will be completed inshaAllah ta'ala. That is the rule. A lot of people, they make a mistake about that, so we need actually to find the truth all the time and to understand what happened. Fine. Ramyul Jamara, can the woman she hire her husband to stone instead her to crowd it for her? As we say, if she's okay, she must go by herself. If the father is okay, not so much, he must go for himself. There is no initiative unless the people are in the trouble. In health, somebody could go and make the stone. It's better for you to go and somebody with you to save you, to help you. And that's why yesterday we opened a question. Can the woman travel without any mahram? You know, this is called, subhanAllah, nobody mahram comes here. Who gonna take care of the haram? It's so crowded, brother, inside the haram. Who gonna protect her? The group of women? Because some of the ulama said if she is in trouble with the group of women, she will be secure, fine. She got trouble with the group of women, she go for tawaf. You know, as all of you, most of you, alhamdulillah, perform the Hajj in tawaf al-Ifada in the day of Al-Eid. Very crowded because everybody go to Mecca. What you gonna do? Who gonna secure her? To be in the middle of men. So, and you know, subhanAllah, we have a brother, they are championship. They make groups, healthy. They hold the hand for each other. They say, And anybody come in front, you finished. If you are in front of them, you gonna finish. They will shoot you to be outside of the haram. SubhanAllah. So this is, we have to understand this brother, they are digging big mistakes. Allah haram, Allah al-Azim, because among the Muslims are old, among the Muslims are sick. If you are selfish and you need to do it, and some people, they something for death to touch the black stone. Allahu Akbar, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you are not able to touch it, compare to Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. Allah will give you credit like you touch the stone. What do you think about this? Some people, they are championship troop nobody could stop them. They have a gland to touch the stone and to kiss it, and they don't care about anybody. Wallahi, this is haram. Wallahi, this is haram. Wallahi, this is haram. Not Allah for that. Yeah, it's wrong. And the final one mistake, the brother, because he's put in touch, he said that. He said, listen, what is that from the Sunnah, akhi? Who told you to do that? Who told you to do that, akhi? We are not allowed to say, the Sunnah is to raise your hand and say, Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. And that's it, akhi. Allah will give you the credit. And for people among the Tawaf, very good. They are like those people who stand after they make Tawaf, you pray to Sunnah. وَتَخِذُ مِنْ مَقَالِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّ. You perform it to Raka'a Qurban, Maqam Ibrahim. It's not necessary to be in Maqam Ibrahim. But the people block the people. That's why a lot of people fail. Some people pray, make sujood here, some people make a rubu' here, some so. They try around the Maqam Ibrahim to perform Yaqi all the haram. Go in any place of the haram, Allah will give you the same credit. And remember, this is nafila, sunnah. Sunnah. If I don't do it, my hajj is not going to be accepted now. Your hajj is this. It's right, alhamdulillah. It's not a condition. You don't have to slaughter an animal because it's not braid at Raka'ah. This is sunnah from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is actually what we need, insha'Allah ta'ala. But the woman, she has to testify for that, insha'Allah ta'ala. She has to be in this state, insha'Allah ta'ala. People live to Mecca. After they finish, what they do? You must stay according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in Mina 2 days or 3 days. After you go for Ifada, you come back to Mina again, you sleep over in a day exactly in the night, you have to be before Salat al-Maghrib, before the sunset in Mina. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But what happens to the brother? They get out, the hotel is nice and comfortable, and very nice and TV, and they go enjoy and sleep over in the hotel, and they go to Mina, where actually one day to stone, and they come back again to the hotel. This is the sunnah. That's the sunnah, akhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayyidu qalq, that's why we have to follow this holy test. He stay in the daytime, and in the night time, he did not go, I know you praying in Haram Sharif is the great reward, but which one, the Umar will say, shall I go and I pray in Haram Sharif and I get the reward of 100,000 salah, or I stay in Mina? No, I stay in Mina. Because what? Your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stay in Mina. He did not go to Mecca at all. He did not go to the Haram Sharif. It's better for you. Some people, they go in the daytime and they come back in the night. Can they do that? There's nothing wrong with this. If you want to go and pray in Haram, yeah, but the sunnah to sleep over in Mina. To sleep over in Mina. It was born in the hotel later, yeah. But the people, they need to feel comfortable to stay in a hotel in the right time. This is opposite of the one. So, some are what? Lastly, can somebody stone in the right time? Can you do that? Huh? You know, as you know, the best to stone what in the time of the Dhuhr, Dhuhr. This is the time. But over there, they divide the groups to what? To appoint the time in order to organize it. There's nothing wrong, inshaAllah ta'ala, if you will be follow the rule and the regulation over there to divide the people to groups to stone in a certain time. That's fine, inshaAllah. Nothing wrong with it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Especially the women and all the people, you should take them in the middle of the night when the crowd is between lifts. Because people before die, now they correct this. After years, people die, now they correct that. You can go and you find Allah is there. There are organization. There are time to stone, and everybody appointed, inshallah ta'ala, to be hard, inshallah. Nothing wrong with this, inshallah ta'ala. But then somebody is sleeping in Muzdalifah or not? Somebody said, I don't like to sleep in Muzdalifah. The Prophet of Allah permitted only al-du'afa, that means the weak people, the old people, the people with disease, to leave in the night time from Muzdalifah. They don't have to sleep. He could leave in the middle of the night to proceed. Allah, I reach 6 o'clock, actually the Mina. Can I go and stone the Jamra in the day of Al-Eid early 6 o'clock? Yes, you could do it, inshallah, even if you reach before the Fajr time you reach Mina, you could go and stone the nut. If Allah give you health, sleep over in Muzdalifah. This is better, inshaAllah ta'ala, especially before Fajr. You're making dua in the Mash'ar al-Haram. There is a place, holy place. You're making dua. Allah accepted this dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us. اللهم تقبلنا رب منا واجعل خير ما نقول خالصا لوجهك الكريم. اللهم يا رب لا تخزنا يوم العرض عليك واغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا من الظالمين وارحم أموات المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم تقبلنا يا أرحم الراحمين في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم يا رب اعف عن سيئاتنا إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم اجعلنا فعلا بالنظر لوجهك الكريم يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم العرض عليك. وتقبلنا يا رب في جنة الرضوان. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. واهد أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وحصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تقفل واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هاتن. اللهم يا رب أكمل لنا هذا النور يا أرحم الراحمين واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم واجعلنا متحابين في جلالك المجتمعين على كلامك. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير في listening. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. If you still have questions in your mind, you can ask him إن شاء الله تعالى in this few minutes. جزاكم الله خير. Thank you.